Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The big Texas Independence Day rally is tomorrow, March 2nd. It is March 1st. Already the beginning of the third month of 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And I want to open the phones up for the entire 3 hours and take your calls on the BBC Building 7 implosion, controlled demolition, cover-up, on the latest Oklahoma City revelations that came out a week ago, on what's happening to the global stock market and the stock markets here in the United States with the different indices. You want to discuss how the carriers are lined up and major publications are reporting that the White House is intending to order an attack on Iran simultaneously with Israel, getting clearance from Arab states, Gulf states to fly over their nations to attack Iran. Ahmed Ahmadinejad, depending on the pronunciation you favor, is going to engage in an extremely rare trip to Saudi Arabia, their arch enemies with the Sunni versus the Shia. We have just got so much news going on as we literally edge up against the edge of the precipice. I remember the old-timers always saying there'd be World War III starting in the Middle East, and the Russians and the Chinese might be involved, and there'd be a domestic police state and foreign troops and North American unions and cameras everywhere. And even when I was just waking up an anti-Federal Reserve, an anti-police state 12, 15 years ago, I guess I woke up about 15 years ago, got on air over 12 years ago, I still didn't buy into all that, and boy, did they know what they were talking about, because now we've entered that time. We got a government that blows up skyscrapers right in front of us. We've got a government that puts live cancer viruses in our vaccines. We've got a, and I'm not talking about the new one they're pushing, it's a live cancer virus to cure cancer. I mean, they put cancer viruses in many of the other vaccines. We live in just an insane asylum. We are in a total twilight zone, outer limits, brave new world, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs land. Every day is so exciting. Every day is a new twist. And I want to hear what you think is going to happen in the next year, the next 2 years. Will they go into Iran? What do you think will happen when they go into Iran? What do you think about the BBC and now CNN cover-up of the footage of them saying, yeah, Building 7, Solomon Brothers, has fallen? There's been big new developments there we'll go through for you. The toll-free number to join us on this first day of March, beware the Ides of March, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. When we get back, I'll go straight into the world economic outlook right now. Global stock markets resume plunge. This out of AFP. AP, stocks try to recover. Nice spin there. Africa, where the next U.S. oil wars may be. Interesting article I have there. Greenspan says U.S. recession possible, not probable. We're already in a recession. And much more coming up today here on the broadcast. And then we'll get into the latest information. Media blacklist, BBC fiasco, Google dig censor 9/11 truth. News 24 timestamp video disappears from Google Video, despite the fact it's under 30 seconds in length and clearly contains fair use. Dig lets small minority of morons decide its content. I called Paul this morning and I said, Paul, did you forget Dig 2 months ago banned us for a time until protest? Our stories were banned by the Dig bigwigs. Again, one of the biggest websites out there in the top 50. And it's because we go on their main page and we become the number one story and we wake the people up. And that place is Spook Central, folks. In fact, that's now been discovered and documented. We have them.
It's this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Texas Independence Day rally tomorrow, kicking off right here in Austin, Texas, starting where Congress meets the river, about 600-yard march down to the Capitol. Try to get down there about 1 o'clock. The march starts at 2. There will be 3 hours of speeches, including myself, Jimmy Vaughn, Hank Gilbert, and many, many others. Ron Paul's chief of staff is going to be there. And this is the kind of Texas Independence Day rally we need, not one where people literally go out and get drunk and wave Texas flags, having no idea what the Lone Star State even means. Well, coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to play a Johnny Cash song. And, of course, that is Remember the Alamo. That is coming up, and we'll break down more details of why you need to come to the rally no matter where you live in surrounding states. I want to see you there tomorrow because we're fighting the Trans-Texas Corridor, the NAFTA Superhighway, which will be the taxing, one of the main taxing mechanisms for the North American Union, the National Animal Identification System, and much, much more. Right now, let me get into the top stories. A few days ago, Alan Greenspan, on Monday, came out and said, as part of an international conference in Hong Kong, and said that we're probably going to enter a recession. He said we're probably going to enter a recession, if not later this year, early 2008. Now, if you really look at all the economic indicators and the real numbers, This country's been in a recession for decades. In the past, the United States enjoyed 8 to 10% growth rates right up until the 1970s, and they've been at around 3% a year ever since, not even catching up with real inflation, not the cooked 3% on average that we've seen. There's been 20% inflation in the last 5 years. The dollar's been devalued against the pound by half, near half against the euro, and that plunge is only accelerating. And Greenspan knew exactly what he was doing when he said that in the conference via satellite connection from New York. But then they always hedge their bets to then not get blamed when they want to manipulate, when they want to drive down markets in speculation, profit-taking by the globalists who are the insiders who then get to always basically cheat the system to always get ahead of others because they have the inside information. Then he comes out and says, oh, no, I'm saying that recession's possible, not probable. This out of Bloomberg Financial, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said a recession in the U.S. is possible, though not probable this year, as excess inventory is being reduced quickly, according to people attending a CLSA Japan forum in Tokyo today. So he's saying probably not this year, but next year. He's really saying the same thing again, just differently. By the end of this year, there's the possibility, but not the probability, of a U.S. moving into recession, Greenspan said, according to notes taken by Bernard Key, a former economics professor at Tama University in Tokyo, who attended the event. So on Monday, it was Greenspan popping in via the big screen, via SAT in Hong Kong. And then now he's popped into Tokyo yesterday and said this. But it's the same thing he said on Monday. He said it probably won't be this year, but it's probably going to happen next year. So the media, Bloomberg, is just spinning this. And the original statement is a hedge bet by Greenspan. Meanwhile, the new Fed chairman, now in for a year, Edward Bernanke, has made the M3 money supply secret. And they'd already doubled the money supply from 2000 to 2006. And now Bernanke, before he made the M3 money supply secret, announced that they would double it in the next 2 years. So, folks, this is 1929 type stuff we're witnessing. It took over 20 years for the Federal Reserve to double the money supply up until 2000. Then they doubled it from 2000 to 2006, the beginning of 2006. Bernanke came in February. And heaven help us, no one even knows what they're doing now, but it's clear that they're just printing at an insane rate. And not just printing, because you've only got about 1.5%. Everybody keeps using the old 3%. That's an old number. 1.5 or lower. That's as of the doubling by 2006. 1.5 actual paper currency, or cotton. I always say paper. It's really cotton. 1.5% actual greenbacks in global circulation versus the digital records of Federal Reserve issuance of credit and notes, money, the currency, consisting of 98%+. If there is any attempt for people to get their cash out of the banks, you will see total runs and an implosion of the economy. I don't like to report this. I'm so busy, the little bit of money I've got in the bank is just sitting there because I don't have the time to go figure out what to do with my children's little college funds. It's just horrible. And it's all been done by design, and when they do it, when they drop the hammer on us, they will stand up on television and pose as our saviors, and the general public will do exactly what they say and thank them for the crash. The very central banks that have set up this climate. Let me just go back before I get into the global economic news and go back to 1929. Let me just go back and briefly describe this. You had the Federal Reserve take over the banking system and the regulatory system of the entire banking system. Again, when you think about the banking system, most of the banking system is not part of a Federal Reserve share Holding Bank. They're just under the Federal Reserve FDIC regulatory umbrella. And there had been little runs on banks, small problems, but it wasn't centralized, so the economy grew at around, until 1913, at around 10%, then it slowed to about 6%, again, into the 70s, so things did slow once they got control. And they promised, the central bank promised, that if you'll just give us a Federal Reserve, no more booms, no more busts, just steady growth, no more runs, no more problems. They took over in 1913. And in 1929, there was the biggest depression this country had ever seen. In fact, the first depression this nation had ever had. And what they did was they cranked up the presses and printed masses of money, and they took the fractional reserve banking from around 4-to-1 to 10-to-1 and then to 15-to-1. And that means that if a bank has $1 of your deposit, now this is the non-Federal Reserve banks, but the Federal Reserve Bank do it as well. If they have $1 of your deposit, they loan out 10 times. That's the general rules. They keep it about 10 times. Sometimes it goes higher, sometimes lower. The Federal Reserve sets all this policy. That bank that can then, just on a ballot sheet, just on a record sheet, loan out 10 times for any deposits it has. They can also use assets the bank holds and then leverage those 10 times. Well, it was simple. They cranked up the printing presses, opened up the lending, and then the newspapers advertised how the stock market was a win-win. You could not lose. The stock market was making 25-30% profits a year and growing. There was a basic hysteria going. And then they crashed the stock market, and the newspapers all reported it was a huge crash and hyped it, the big Hearthstone and other key newspapers. They wanted to bankrupt all their competition. And then for the next 10 years, there was a massive monetary restriction on lending and the physical money supply. People ran to the banks to get their cash because they were solvent, even if they weren't heavily into the markets, and they couldn't physically pay them back. Then the banks called in the farm and ranch and home and factory and business and merchant loans.
We're challenged by Travis to die.
That's right. That's coming up. Thanks for reminding me, John.
By the line that he drew.
We'll play that at the bottom of the hour. I told John to come in with that then, and I'm busy ranting about the market. We'll play it later. Going back here, and so they restricted the physical money supply. There were runs on banks. You couldn't get your money out of banks. And I remember in the 80s and 90s hearing the yuppies go, these dumb old people, they don't trust banks. Ha! Grandma doesn't trust a bank. Grandma's got gold buried in the backyard. Well, that's because Grandma was a young lady and watched her daddy and mommy lose everything they had. Oh, but that wasn't enough. They knew the old-timers didn't trust the banks to begin with, so they had gold. So after 4 years of depression, Roosevelt comes in, declares martial law with the War Powers Act. You ought to go read it. It was issued nationwide, hung up on all the courthouses, and the state police were set up. They've always been federal. Federally chartered police were set up. And the federal government declared martial law, and a private corporation, the Bank of England, took the country into total receivership. This is in the mainstream history books if you just know where to look. It's just hidden in plain view. And the country went into its first wave of receivership. But there was still tons of private property and liberty and the spirit of freedom, so it took them decades to get us to what we are now, land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Land of the obese, stupid, dumbed down, foaming at the mouth sports fans. From the land of people known worldwide, if you wanted to fight, come pick one, and you'd certainly get your clock cleaned. And people who were into liberty and freedom and a dynamo of the planet. And so they orchestrated the whole thing and said, by law, you must turn in all your gold. And they sent police to people's houses. They had tattletales, and they had rewards. Is somebody paying in gold? Have you seen gold? They sent in the regulators, what's the BATF today? They went into farms and ranches, gunned people down with Tommy guns, got the gold. We'll be back and tell you more about it. Don't worry, they'll do it again.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Does that make us crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Welcome back. Your calls will be in the next segment. Ed and John and Rita and Logan and Jimmy and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Just finishing up. So in 1933, they made all privately held gold as an investment or a currency illegal. Even gold chains they tried to confiscate. Most of the population dutifully trusting their government went and turned them in for paper notes. Now remember, they wouldn't give your money out of the bank, and they said, that's all right, bring your gold in and we'll give it to you. Then 1 year after the gold was confiscated, they doubled the price of gold, and the gold was publicly transferred to Europe, and it was still illegal for many years to buy gold as an investment. The Firestone family, some of them got arrested for setting up dummy corporations in Europe trying to buy gold. So don't think it can't happen here, okay? Don't think they won't do it. They've done it before, and they engineered the crash of 1929. Now, I don't think that's what's happening right now, but we've gotten way more extended than we were in 1929. In fact, last year we crossed the Rubicon to the highest private debt ratio in U.S. history, higher. And we are, in overall, a debtor nation. We have a negative balance of accounts privately. We passed that number last year to have a higher debt ratio of private citizens. We are in debt more than in late 1933, which is the marker for the depth of the Great Depression. The depth of the Great Depression. And they tell you, measure your wealth by how much debt you're in and how many mortgages you have and just keep living on credit. And when they decide to then start restricting the money supply, it will be physically impossible for you to pay off debts, because they will tell you that the banks have gone under. It'll take 3, 4, 5 years, unless you're a big corporation, to have the FDIC reimburse you. So during that period, they're going to take your house, your car, your business. But don't worry, they've got all the big FEMA camps they've built where they'll have soup and beds. But because of crime at the facilities, they'll have to split your families up. This has all been announced. And it's your children, of course, will have to, in some cases, go to other facilities, just like you saw with Katrina. And there'll be nice men in black masks ready to gun you down to keep order and save the nation. And, of course, they'll lose their pensions, too, but they won't care. It's just the power they enjoy. And they'll still be getting their basic paycheck, and they'll be more taken care of than the general public. And while you're busy worrying about this, they'll go ahead and fully announce the North American Union, claiming that by merging the nation's economies, that will save us. And then they'll bring us out of the Depression in 5 to 10 years, and then give the credit to the North American Union, and then start the money Ponzi scheme all over again, and the general public will thank the central banks that did it for saving us. That's always the great part about this. They bankrupt economies, destroy third world nations, start wars, finance terrorists, and then we get to see them up on TV posing as our saviors. And I was walking the dog late last night, and I was just walking down the street and back to the house, and it was about 12:30 at night, and a lot of the houses still had their televisions on. I could see in their front windows, just most of my neighbors, just the glowing blue of the television set, and it's their friend, and it'll take good care of them and tells them everything they need to know. And why listen to people like me? I mean, you know, we're just kooks, folks. We don't know anything. We just, you know, make it all up. The government loves you. The Federal Reserve's governmental. It's not private. Everything's fine. When we get back, we will go to your calls. I'm going to start the segment with Johnny Cash and Remember the Alamo. Donovan and many others did great renditions of it, but I think Cash's is the best. And while there's still time, I do want to tell you that David Gergen, I can't skip the show today to do this, because I'll be taking off part of the show tomorrow to go down to the rally. But David Gergen, the Karl Rove of at least four administrations, the Bilderberg CFR Trilateral Bohemian Grove member, who I confronted in 2004, will be at the LBJ Library Building. And he's going to be there giving a speech. It's open to the public. And that starts in 40 minutes. So I suggest anybody listening right now locally make their way down to that. It'll be at the Center for Ethical Leadership inside the LBJ Presidential Library and Museum.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jane. How's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
And the 180 were challenged by Travis to die. By the line that he drew with his sword when the battle was nigh. Any man that would fight to the death cross over, but him that would live better fly. And over the line went 179. Hey, Santiana, we're killing your soldiers below. That men, wherever they go, will remember the Alamo. Boy lay dying, but his powder was ready and dry. The lad on his back, Boy killed him a few in reply. And young David Crockett was singing and laughing with gallantry fierce in his eye. For God and for freedom, a man more than willing to die. Hey, Santiana, we're killing your soldiers below. That men, wherever they go, will remember the Alamo. And then they sent a young scout from the battlements bloody and loud, with the words of farewell from a garrison valiant and proud. Grieve not, little darling, my dying, if Texas is sovereign and free. We'll never surrender and ever with liberty be. Hey, Santiana, we're killing your soldiers below. That men, wherever they go, will remember the Alamo.
Sometimes you win by losing. There's more than one way to skin a cat, they say. And sometimes the tree of liberty needs to be watered by the blood of patriots and tyrants. And the mainstream media, the globalists that want to destroy this country's sovereignty, have done everything they can to demonize the sacrifice made at the Alamo. But they failed miserably. And tomorrow, I want to see everybody out there for a real Texas independence. I don't think there's been a Texas independence rally where they're actually talking about resistance against a foreign invader, resistance against a tyranny. Never has Texas, since its founding, faced such a dire threat. Our entire infrastructure, water, power, roads, is being handed over to foreign interest, and that's because the global corporations hold dollars, which are now near worthless. And the politicians have been fully paid off, and they're being told, allow the infrastructure to be transferred. We're going into receivership, but we're fighting it, and we're having victories. And when the enemy has victories, frankly, it only wakes more people up and ensures our greater victory, just like the Battle of San Jacinto and Goliad, and, of course, where it all kicked off in Gonzales. Come and take it. Come and take our guns. That's what the corrupt Mexican officials were coming to do, and they failed miserably. And so now the New World Order wants to bring down not just Texas, but the entire country. But Texas is the front line. Join us in Austin, Texas on Friday, March 2nd, tomorrow, 2007, at 1:30 p.m. March to the Capitol to protest the Trans-Texas Corridor and the National Animal Identification System. Speakers and musical performances by Jimmy Vaughn. Meet at the corner of Cesar Chavez and First Street at Red River in Austin, Texas, no later than 1:30 p.m. to march to the Capitol. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, anyone who loves liberty and doesn't want the foreign Spanish, German, Dutch, Australian companies getting our water, our coal plants, it's sick. We're totally being taken over. We're under attack. They're going after the ranches, the farms. This animal ID will shut down most farms and ranches. That's official. We're not kidding when we say that. That's a conservative estimate. It will devastate them. If you weren't planning to take off work tomorrow, I'm asking you to take off work, and I'm asking you to call five people right now and to tell them to take off work and to be down there. And don't lie to your boss. Say it's Texas independence, it's the toll roads, it's the NAFTA highway. We need to go to the protest. Take Cargill and some of the big meat packers last year for that staged illegal alien rally with 30 million people on the streets, which it turned out Rob Allen and co. and the Bush administration with Fox had paid for. That was Dallas Morning News, by the way. Remember all the big factories and companies telling the illegals they could take off the day with pay? Well, to stand up for Texas, I bet your boss isn't going to give you pay. My crew's getting paid to go down there, but they'd be down there anyways. My crew here said, do we just take off and clock out? And I said, no, you just go down there, all of you, and I think one of them staying here because there's some computer tutorial they've got to do on some new bookkeeping system. But we're all going to be down there. I want to see everybody there, and I want you to bring people down there. And I'd shoot for 1 o'clock, the latest getting down there, because then we're going to march at 2, and it's going to take a while to get that in order. Trucks and tractors and floats. And my friend Matt pulled up in his truck yesterday at the office, and he's got a big hanging gallows built in the back of the truck to hang an effigy of somebody on. This InfoWars painted down the side. That's going to be something else. I want to see you there, folks. All right, I said we'd go to your calls. We're going to do that right now. And later we'll get more into the huge controversy of WTC7 with the news, CNN, BBC, reporting it had collapsed before it did, and why that's so important, and how the ongoing cover-up has woken up more people than the story itself. We're working on getting Jesse Trinidad with New Oklahoma City Revelations in the third hour. We got Ron Paul's district political director, Penny Langford, popping in for about 15 minutes at the start of the next hour. She'll be there at the rally tomorrow. Ed in L.A., you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I've been a subscriber for about the last 4 years, and I wanted to tell you that I was in the Czech Republic earlier this year. I just came back, and you were, like, the biggest thing over there, bigger than the rock groups, bigger than Elvis. Right now, whenever I walk down the streets of Prague, which I visit quite often, I see big Infowars.com stickers or graffiti on the walls or bridges, and it's unavoidable, and basically you're just going to catch an eyeful if you're walking around there.
Well, that's amazing. You know, my wife has a good friend who, her father, when she was a little girl in the park controlled by the Soviets, one day he was a well-known artist. They just came to his house and said, No more of your art displays. You'll be arrested. It's Western art. And so he told his wife and children, oh, we're going to go to a vacation in, I believe they said, Serbia. But that wasn't it. They went there and they got into a refugee camp in Bosnia. Were there for 2 years. And my son is friends with her daughter. And so people in over in Czechoslovakia and the two areas and over there where they've lived through tyranny, they know it, they recognize it, they see it. And I know that in all over Europe and Eastern Europe and Asia, people really pay attention to what we're saying because they're informed and they're concerned. And I have heard from friends that have been over in Prague and places that there's InfoWar stickers and stuff everywhere, and that's why we're about to redo the site and make it even better. We're just a small outfit, but we are reaching tens of millions, and I'm so blessed. I mean, every night when I go to sleep, I'm humbled because it's quiet, and I'm tired, and I'm getting in bed, and you know, you have that quiet moment before you go to sleep, and it's almost like a chill of responsibility. I don't want to say it's fear, but it's more. It's not even a weight. It's more just like an atmosphere of it's very solemn, very stoic, you know, and it really hits me every night. And sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night. That happened last night, just with just this feeling of knowing that things are so intense. But I find that interesting. I mean, do you have any stories about what you witnessed when you were over there or what you saw in the Czech Republic?
Well, you know, I saw that a lot of the upward bound youth over there, especially upper middle class, talk about you by name, like practically every single day around the circles that I hanged out with. And people would just say, oh, yeah, this Alex Jones guy, he's a really smart guy, he's got it all figured out and all that kind of stuff. And just and let me tell you one thing. The day before I came back, I was seeing in the news this pretty well-known news reporter in the Czech Republic who was talking about you and the Building 7 theme right there on TV. But she was kind of like trying to debunk it and show that you're like some kind of a crazy person or something. But, you know, most young people over there, the way they see it is, you know, they don't trust anything from the official news apparatus and all that.
Well, that's because they've been through it, and I appreciate your call. That's exciting. I don't want to say I've got it all figured out. The globalists write policy reports. I mean, they're telling us what they're going to do. We get the minutes of the SPP secret meeting, the North American Summit last year in Canada, and the first thing they talk about is how to keep it secret, the North American Union, how to enslave us, how to tax us. I mean, all I'm doing is covering the facts. In Building 7, they love to poo-poo us, they love to make fun of us, and now we've got this BBC and CNN and another BBC. By the way, it did turn out that the BBC did have some archives up online. They did indeed pull those. They're admitting they pulled them. They're claiming that everything malfunctioned and they don't have any of the videotapes of 9/11, and their response is blown up and made the story 100, and I'm serious when I say that, more than 100 times bigger. And now dig.com, it is not just the people that the quote, dig brigades. These, how dig works is they have these select members. The longer you've been a member, the more, quote, power you have to deep six a story. You can have 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, doesn't matter, 10,000 votes for your story. Just five or six of these selected little enforcers that they knight go and vote against you, and your story's gone. But then Dig lies and claims, again, this is in the top 50 websites. Drudge is like 500 and something, to give you an idea. I know I've talked a lot about this, but it's important. They Dig claims we're a digital democracy, and it's what you want to read, what you think's most important. You vote the news up to the main page. I didn't, frankly, know what Dig was 6 months ago. I'd seen links to it. I knew it was the basics. And then about 3 months ago, I saw headlines on other websites, Prison Planet banned from Dig. And I went and saw their press release, and they said, yes, this website is a fake news site, Prison Planet. It's not real, and it's a spam site, and it's banned. Well, then people emailed and contacted them, and we put a story up, and Dig then allowed our stories to be reposted, but what happens is they get 1,000 votes, they go to the main page, and then normally something with 100 votes goes to the main page. And then, we're trying to get screenshots of it. It will go up for 1 minute, and they take it down. So the BBC is calling Google. They took down the other clip of the other BBC channel live saying Building 7 had fallen 20-plus minutes before it did. They've taken down the CNN. We've been having to repost it. I mean, they're literally, folks, in real time, jerking all this. They basically made archive.org take down the archives of everything that happened. So first they say, we've lost the tapes. Then they go to archive.org and say, take it down. I mean, how obvious does that get? We've lost the tapes. Well, we've got a story up on prisonplanet.com. Headline, Media Blacklist BBC Fiasco, Google Digs Censor 9/11 Truth. And it's all being censored. And you go into that, we found on the BBC's own policy site that they record every news event on two different machines and computer. As I told you, I've talked to archivist, and another one I don't know has contacted us. I need to vet and get him on. But the point is that, I mean, do you believe BBC on their number one news channel didn't tape that day? And then it turned out they had it posted on their site, so they took it down. Then they go to archive and it gets taken down, and then they're taking it down everywhere else. Oh, they're not worried about this, are they? Oh, it's no big deal. Because they know this can bring them down. And listen, don't worry, guys. Show everybody that you're a bunch of globalists. Show them that you're a bunch of censors. Show them you're scared. Thank you. You made the story 100 times bigger. You're not very sophisticated. You're living in the world of 10, 20 years ago where you had media superiority, where no one could challenge you, where no one could call you out. So just keep acting like that. Because we got millions of people watching everything you do, researching you, tracking you, tracking everything you do, scanning the information, finding more every second. We know you're the terrorist. We know you're behind 9/11 government. We know you're corrupt, and we're not going to stop. Period. Period. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh in Philly. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
John.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Oh, no problem. Great work. The reason why I'm calling today is to talk about the New World Order and one religion. But before I do that, the last time I spoke to you about a month ago, we talked about Bank of America. I worked for them for a while. And the program, you actually about a program where Mexicans can send money back to Mexico. The name of the program is actually SafeSend. You caught me by surprise and I forgot the name of it. It's actually on their website. And, Mexican illegals can send money back to Mexico, but that's...
But citizens can't. Let's be clear. Citizens have to show all this ID, but the illegals don't, and that is a corporate government policy.
Yes, yes, yes. But the reason why I'm calling today is you had mentioned that one of the objectives of the New World Order is to establish one religion. And I'm actually looking... I bookmarked an article from February 19th from the Times London online about the Anglican Church looking to unite with the Roman Catholic Church under the leadership of the Pope.
Yeah, I saw that. Pretty scary.
And I'm an Episcopalian, and our church has been going through a lot of turmoil over the last few years. There's an organization called the American Anglican Council that is against some of the things that the mainline church is doing, like gay marriages and things like that. But I just I didn't realize that you saw that article, but it's shocking how the things that you mentioned about one religion, you know, I just saw that article and I immediately thought of you.
I wasn't ignoring you. My producer comes in and starts talking to me while I'm live on air, and so I had to, I didn't hear the last 10 seconds of what you said. Say it again.
No, I'm just saying that I heard you mention one religion. I don't know if it was on George Norrie's program or on your program about the New World Order establishing one religion. And then when I saw that article, I immediately thought of you, and I don't, it's scary.
Well, no, I mean, the Catholic Church has said all religions are the same and called for one world government and New World Order. So I'll comment on that on the other side. Thanks for the call.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. Glad you joined us today. Just finishing up John and Philly's question. Yeah, just type into Google, Pope calls for New World Order. You'll get Pope John Paul doing it. You'll get the Pope before him doing it. You'll get Ratzinger or Benedict doing it. And they had like 130-something religions meet last year and said it was a one-world religion. And the UN's calling for a one-world religion. And it's scary stuff. It's all about centralization. And people can debate whether the Catholic Church was the New World Order or is the New World Order. Well, I know a lot of Catholics, great people. I'm just saying there's no doubt the Catholic Church today is total New World Order. I mean, you cannot debate that. They're calling for a New World Order. But so are the major Protestant groups. They're just bought and paid for it. And it's just horrible. Let's go ahead and talk to Rita in Illinois. Thanks for holding, Rita.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good. I hope so. And I wanted to call you the day after you had that guy Smith on there.
Yes, the propagandist over at the BBC. Winston Smith should be his real name.
Yes, it's it. And you know what? I worked for a life insurance company. I took the training, and I read a book by Delgado, and I also, well, the big thing is, man, you had him a couple of times, and the thing is, silence. See, when somebody's hiding something from you, this is an old trick, but when somebody's hiding something from you, when he says, well, I need some proof, I hear you, but I don't believe you, you say, well, and then you give him proof, you know, and then he says, well, I hear you, but I don't believe you, you give him more proof, and he keeps saying it. And you say, well, I did give you proof. And then leave silence. Let him sit there. Because if you don't fill in that gap at that point, someone who's hiding something, they'll just start, you know, they don't know what to say because you're not, you know, filling in that little thing. It's a conversational magic. The other thing was the book from Conversational Magic. And sometimes
no, I know. I've been interrogated by police and border people, and they'll ask a question, and then you say something back, and then they just pause and look at you. Or they ask a question and then scream at you and tell you you're not supposed to talk. You know, I don't think about tactics. I just kind of go at it. But I should think about tactics when I'm...
Because you're on top now. You're on the top now. And the thing is, you guys should have laughed at him when Paul brought that up. No, a dropout, that's a new one on me. You guys should have all laughed. Because he was doing that.
I know, but see, they all go off those tactics in those books. I just go at it from the gut.
Well, yeah, but you got to hit them every way you can.
No, I agree. I just don't think about tactics. I should.
I have one more thing. There is this, I thought it was a new song. Did you hear that David Icke music video with you on it?
No, I haven't heard it.
It's called David Icke and it goes Problem, Reaction, Solution. It's a catchy little song. If I can try this, I got a little piece of it.
A mind manipulation technique.
You're in it.
And it works like this. And it works like this. First of all, you create the problem when you get someone else to play for it.
Listen, do me a favor.
What?
Just email it to me, and we'll get it posted.
How do you do that? I mean, because you got that form now. You can't.
You can enter links. You can enter the link to where it.
It's just on YouTube. It's David Icke, Problem, Reaction, Solution. Easy to remember.
Okay, we'll try to find it. I appreciate it. Yeah, we had to put that form thing up there because the email was crashing. I'm not kidding. The other day we cleaned out email. There was like 150,000 in there.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.